Welcome to the Chapel Podcast from Start College and Seminary. This semester, our chapel theme is the business of the church, preaching Jesus and practicing justice. We invite you to listen in as pastors and leaders consider how God has called us all to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with Him. Our featured speaker this week is Dr. Celeste Gonzalez-Moreno, Acting Director of Bachelor and Diploma Programs at Start College and Seminary. Her message is entitled, Justice, Bringing God's Kingdom.
Hi, it is an honor to be with you today, to be able to share a message that is been really heavy on my heart, actually. And so I know it's by no accident, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that our leaders would have chosen a topic titled The Business of the Church, Preaching Jesus and Practicing Justice. And this is something that has just been on my heart and on my spirit. I think, like many of you, that we're living in an era when there's just so much turmoil and so much going on, so much suffering. And so we should respond. There is a way to respond. And so I am excited about sharing my message with you today. And I hope that you would have an open spirit, an open mind to whatever the Lord wants to show you today and how He wants to speak to us in this time that we are living in. And so I invite you to join me in prayer before I begin. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us this opportunity to be able to learn more about your word. Lord, I pray that our spirits would be open, that our hearts and our minds, Lord God, would be open to whatever you have to teach us. Lord, we invite your Holy Spirit to speak. We invite your Holy Spirit to teach us something new, to challenge us, to grow us, Lord God, so that we can truly be your people, Lord, that are just seeking after you and are obedient to what you have asked of us. Lord, we love you and we just pray. I pray, Lord, that this time bring glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to read Luke 4:18, where Jesus proclaims through the words of the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." So, as I just said, our country right now is in a place of great turmoil. And really, to be very frank and honest, it's divided. There's pain, there's conflict, there's suffering. There is great social unrest. We are a country right now hemorrhaging from the effects of discrimination and hatred that has plagued us since the near inception of our country. There is the horrific, as we all know, we're living through a COVID-19 virus that is disproportionately affecting minority communities. There are immigrants at our border right now living in tents, not too far from where I live in the Rio Grande Valley, giving birth to babies on air mattresses in over 100 degree heat. And there are women right now who feel that they have no other option in life and are debating whether to abort their child. They're making extremely difficult decisions at this very moment. We know these people. We know these stories. Some of us have been affected by one or two or three of these things that I've just mentioned. So I share this word with you, really deeply moved by the Holy Spirit, understanding that now more than ever, at least in my lifetime, do we need to not only truly comprehend the injustices of this world, but to get a revelation about the need for action by God's people, to bring justice, to right the horrible injustices of this world. However, this is not about a political agenda. It is solely about Jesus's own agenda. We take our lead as Christians from our Messiah, Jesus, the one who came to the world to proclaim good news to the poor, freedom to the prisoners, to recover sight to the blind, to see the oppressed free. He came for the ones least in society, the ones this world has discriminated against because of their social economic status, the color of their skin, their country of origin, their ethnicity, their gender. And in the same way, we have been called to follow his lead, to do as he did. But before really speaking about the justice that Jesus calls us to, I think it's important for us to understand our role or our actions as Christians. And so let's try to understand this for a moment. We were created in the image of God. Therefore, we are image bearers of God himself. We are image bearers of God himself. Hallelujah. We were created to have communion and fellowship with God. And we have been given dominion over what God has created, which means that God has entrusted us as active participants in his work. Through Jesus, and now through the power of the Holy Spirit, God is using us to bring about this kingdom. We have been called not only to be inheritors of his kingdom, but to be agents to bring about his will, his work, and his loving role. So the goal of much of Christianity, we read scripture, right, has been centered on salvation for obvious reasons. It is our call and purpose to help spread the way to salvation through Jesus Christ, to take the good news to the ends of the earth, as it declares in Acts. This is central and very, very important. So I'm not diminishing that in the least. But I do ask, isn't there more? It is about getting humans, getting us back in right standing before God through salvation, through the work of Jesus Christ. But it is so that God's work of new creation can begin in us, so that we can aid in bringing God's kingdom. So any picture of salvation that does not include the work of new creation is lacking. Pause here real quick. So I read this book. It's by Glenn Packiam. It's called Lucky: How the Kingdom Comes to Unlikely People. And it's in response to all of this that we're talking about, injustice and bringing justice and how we do that and the work that we're doing in bringing about justice, that it's more than what we initially think, but it is literally bringing God's kingdom. And so part of this message today is adapted from that. So I wanted to give him credit. And also I wanted to use a quote from him. He gives actually an example of what this picture of salvation that does not include the work of creation looks like. He says, to make the gospel only about personal salvation is like trying to replicate a Rembrandt on an etch-a-sketch. You may get the picture, and that's important, but what you're missing is the beauty. Unless we grasp God's new creation and our role as redeemed people in it, we won't know how to make sense of the working to right injustice. If we don't get that we have been created to be an active participant in God's redeeming of this world, we will look at certain actions as simply good works. But if we truly understand that our work for justice means more than a response of good works, but means that with our actions to help the poor, to free the captives, to be a liberating voice to those people in our society who are suffering, we are literally bringing God's kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we truly understand this, our view of injustices and the necessity of justice through our actions becomes more urgent and important. This understanding should change our view of our purpose on this earth, and ultimately how we live each day with the will and desire to speak, to act, to live out the gospel in such a powerful way. So for when a Christian talks about helping the poor and extending mercy to the helpless, they are not engaging in a public relations campaign, but they're literally reclaiming and restoring and bringing about the new creation, God's kingdom. We are letting God's will through us be done on earth as it is in heaven, as it proclaims in Matthew 6:10. For the Christian, justice and mercy should not be fashionable ideas or simply give a church goer a nice feeling for doing something good, for carrying hope to the hopeless, for helping the helpless is in our original design. It is in the image we bear. Remember, we are image bearers of God, an image now restored to us in Christ. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. That we are literally bearing God's image. So the church is called the body of Christ by Paul in 1 Corinthians 12:27. You've heard this before. You know this. But the phrase sometimes is too familiar that it might have lost some of its oomph, power, zing. It would be maybe closer to Paul's intent to say that we are Messiah's body, the people through whom the Messiah, by his Holy Spirit, is at work on the earth. The Spirit who anointed the anointed one has anointed the church. Therefore, as an anointed church, we must ask, if the Messiah came already to inaugurate the new creation, as he began his work of freeing the oppressed, showing mercy, giving hope to the hopeless, and will come back to complete this work, then how should we live in this time? How does the Messiah continue to bring his kingdom by the Spirit's power through the church, through each of us, through each of you, to the here and now? So I want to return to something I mentioned at the beginning of my message. I said that this was about Jesus' agenda. In the pericope I opened with, Jesus makes clear that he is the one prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. He is the one who was anointed to proclaim good news to the poor, the one to truly free the prisoners of society, the one who would bring healing to the broken. For Jesus, justice is centered in love of neighbor, from which we should take his lead. The Gospels tell of Jesus' own witness to God's love, a witness that centers precisely on problems of violence, brokenness, conflict, and alienation. As Jesus stated, he did not come to minister to those who are well, but to those who need healing, who are broken. So then following his lead, our justice should be one that centers on love of neighbor. One that countercultural, because it places others before ourselves. One that is often radical rather than normal because it speaks of things that don't make sense in the world we live in. like feeding the poor when they should just go get a job. You've heard that one. Or fighting against systemic racism because it's easier to say, should you just get over it already? Or helping refugees when they have been perceived as, quote, lawbreakers? Or counseling and loving a woman who has made bad decisions, demonstrating to her that her life and her unborn baby's lives matter? These are difficult things. But we have been called to action. We have been called to act justly, to love radically, to be the voice of the powerless, responding not as the world would, but as Jesus would. When we say, you matter, you are God's child. When we provide food to someone who's hungry, we are doing kingdom work. We are fulfilling Jesus's own agenda. And I want to share an example with you. And this is an example of kingdom work being done by one of our very own students, our own very own Stark students, and that I'm so proud of. She's been called to serve the refugees living in Matamoros. Matamoros is a Mexican city on the border of Brownsville here in Texas. And this faithful servant goes every Monday to minister to the women and children at this refugee camp. She takes supplies, hygiene products, air mattresses, lights, bug spray, very practical things, because these people are literally living in tents by the river. She's organized different groups from different churches in different parts of the country now. And they too bring supplies, and they come to minister and to see what is happening on the border. As a single mom of two boys, this ministry is not only difficult, but dangerous. Cartel members are slowly infiltrating the camp, and there is now a fence around the camp where our student has to be allowed in. She has a unique calling because she speaks the language of the people. She's fluent in Spanish, and yet she comes from America. Her heart is to bring justice to these individuals who are poor, who are literally captive and in need of great mercy. She has taken her lead from Jesus and is doing kingdom work as she serves this community. I know because she has told me personally that it's challenging and difficult. But that is what justice in action looks like. So I want to end with this. I want to say that doing the work is hard. But there's hope, because Jesus has not left us alone. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And Jesus himself said that the Holy Spirit would allow us to do even greater works than he ever did. It is the Holy Spirit that now reminds us of everything Jesus taught while on this earth. Imagine, Jesus said that he used the words, it was better for him to go because something greater was coming. And this something greater was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that would remind us of everything Jesus taught. So imagine that. If Jesus is our model for justice, we literally have that model residing in us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reminding us of everything that Jesus did, how Jesus would react, how Jesus would act. And so we have that. We have that Holy Spirit that leads us to do justice, just as Jesus did. And this is to continue, so that we can continue to do the work that Jesus had begun on this earth, and which he will come back to complete. And let's be encouraged that it is that power of the Holy Spirit working in us that we will be able to bring God's kingdom to this earth as we seek justice. And that's going to look different for all of us. We've all been called for different purposes. But it is our responsibility. It is our responsibility as image bearers that we live out, that we take action, that we fight for justice. It is a noble cause. It is part of Jesus's own agenda. So I encourage you, step up, be bold, take on that agenda, that Jesus agenda, and know that we have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit to empower you to do what God has called you to do. Amen. Thank you for this time. I pray that you have a wonderful day and that this took root in your spirit.
Thank you for joining us for the Chapel Podcast from Stark College and Seminary. Stark College and Seminary prepares men and women to serve in the church and community all across South Texas, with teaching locations in Corpus Christi, McAllen, Victoria, and San Antonio. To learn more about us, you can visit stark.edu or find us on social media at Stark College.